Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
I'm Kelly.
The sexy, feisty Mexican. Anyway, quick shout out to today's sponsor, my friend Morgan. He's a captain in not the Air Force, but a ship. I'm drinking a Captain and Coke tonight. And Kelly is screwing an Uber driver, I'm sorry. And she's drinking a screwdriver. So, all right. All right, so babe, you're gonna lead this one off. You go.
Yeah, well, first of all, we decided to drink alcoholic drinks because of Chris and Karen and
yes,
their podcast.
From Swinging Along.
Yes, they take shots during their podcast, which was like, that is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. They do Fireball. Yeah. No disrespect to them or to the company Fireball. That's just not for me.
Yeah. Bad college days, man. Ugh. Ugh, you know when you like can think of an alcoholic drink that almost made you die? That's
you would think it'd be Everclear.
No, it's Fireball. Oh, I just don't like the cinnamon. But yes, I am having a screwdriver. Love it.
Lucky he is, let me tell you.
And we haven't named today's episode yet because we're just gonna let it sit, according to Adam.
Yeah, because like sometimes the creative process, you just gotta let things sit for a minute and like really kind of just let it come to you.
Yeah. So we're just gonna talk about a couple different things. We're gonna try to not make it too long because I don't like listening to the long podcast because I have a short attention span.
Well, you are a short person. So.
I know, it goes hand in hand. Okay, so one of the first things that I wanted to discuss, because, you know, Adam, like, takes up the whole podcast most of the time, because he loves to talk, but
I feel like if you go back and listen to our first, like,
the
several
first,
episodes.
Okay, the first couple were, like, maybe dominated a little bit by me, but it was from my perspective, okay? But then after that, you took over, so I'm taking back over.
Well, you like to be dumb, so.
I do. Anyways, well, I don't know if Adam's posted that many photos of me on our Twitter.
Just one of your beautiful, voluptuous titties.
So, the first topic I want to discuss about is my personal opinion of my body image.
Which is shit, but it's getting better.
It is getting better. So, growing up, I had a mother that would always, like, Debbie Down me about my body image. And that had a very impactful view of myself as I got older. And I think that's what led to, like, me sleeping around in college. Not for the sex, just for, like,
validation.
Validation.
Making you feel a little bit better about
yes,
yourself.
Yes, validation. Yeah. Guys would, like, tell me I was hot and things like that. And it made me feel better. Honestly, it did. And I found out that's not a good way to gain a positive self-view of yourself by other guys and just trading that for sex.
Which is, ironically, how we met.
Yeah. I know. Adam and I were fuck buddies, so.
They heard all about that in the first episode.
Yeah.
I think it was the first episode.
It was. So, that has led me up to this past year, recently. I was hospitalized, and because of that hospitalization, I had to go to therapy. And thank you, Lord, for therapy. Because, listen, if you ever feel like you need to talk to someone, they are there to just listen to you spill your shit. And it helps so much. Like, group therapy, I went to that. Greatest experience of my life. Then I went to a personal therapist or counselor, and they have been amazing.
And we see the same one, actually.
Yeah,
you had me come in with you for your very first with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, that woman saw straight through me, and I was basically like, do you take my insurance? So we see the same one for personal and for couples.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with our relationship, and in fact, it's really helped improve it in many ways. One, our communication to each other is way better.
Yeah, like 100%, like 120% better.
Yeah.
It's
amazing. And honestly, you know, for some of you guys that are in the lifestyle, that, like, seeing a couples therapist actually helped us progress into the lifestyle. Because it was something that I really wanted to do, and you were kind of open about it, but you were also kind of on the fence about it.
Mm-hmm.
And our therapist told us that we need to trust what each other say. So I said, I honestly feel like I could watch you suck another guy's cock right now. And you took me at it, like, you took me on my word and said, all right, well, let's try to get it set up.
Yeah, so thank you for our therapist bringing us into the lifestyle. She is amazing. I highly recommend. All right, so back to my body image. It's been shit, and I've been going to therapy, and she's been slowly helping me, like, peel away at the layers of, like, negativity and hatred of myself. Because, like, when I look in the mirror, all I see are my flaws.
And all I see is fucking beautiful, gorgeous perfection.
Yes. So, you can see where the discrepancy lies. Adam views me at, like, a 10, and I view myself at, like,
don't fucking lie.
A 0.
Don't fucking lie. I don't see at a 10.
What?
12 out of 10.
12 out of 10.
Okay? Okay. For two reasons. One, you're perfect. Two, you're a Seahawks fan. Go Hawks. So, we gotta, like, the ranking system is on 1 to 12.
Okay. All right, babe. So, I feel like since we've joined the lifestyle, though, like, and this is not, like, a diss or anything, but, like, before in college, I used to seek validation from men about my self-image. But, like, since I've joined the lifestyle, I've kind of done that a little bit. But, like, I see what they see sometimes. Like, I see that when they tell me I'm pretty or beautiful or I have, like, nice lips or things like that, like, I look at myself in a different, like, try to look at myself from their perspective. I'm like, yeah, my lips are actually pretty good. They're plump.
I feel like I compliment you every day. Do you ever look at yourself the way that I do?
No. When you compliment me, like, you say it so often, like, it kind of just goes over my head at this point. Like, I don't take, unless you say, like, a new compliment that's, like,
kind of like that purple pullover.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wore a purple pullover, and, like, Adam complimented me on it, and he said it looked great on me because of the color. He's never seen me wear that color.
Well, like, another thing is, like, I compliment you on, like, your body and not your overall, like, okay, so, like, babe, your ass looks great, or babe, you look beautiful or gorgeous or whatever, instead of, hey, that jacket looks nice on you, you know? And I feel like we've gotten to the point where the jacket looks nice on you is the compliment that is really going to resonate with you.
Yes, because it's not, like,
the normal.
Yes. So, I definitely love that when you do that. When you compliment something about me, not like my boobs, my butt.
So, kind of like right now, this thong looks really great on you.
Kind of. And,
even though it's riding up your ass, I'm kind of jealous.
So, yeah, the lifestyle has definitely had a very positive impact on me and my self-image. Like, I am appreciating myself a little bit more than I would have maybe a year ago. Because it's taken being in the hospital and therapy and doing this with Adam and the lifestyle to, like, be open.
Well, I mean, speaking of being open, I mean, that kind of leads into a few other things. I mean, we kind of talked about a little bit of liberation. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe outside of the podcast, we've talked about liberation, but that's also kind of freed open your mind a little bit to actually try to do some stuff that you wanted to do years ago that you're just now kind of getting to the point where you're allowing yourself to really explore.
Yeah.
So you want to tell the listeners what it is?
So it's not sponsored, but I have started selling my panties online.
Not just those.
I also sell a lot of other things. I do custom videos, which... that's pretty fucking hot, honestly. Socks, lollipops, you know, the usual stuff on those websites. But all this stuff has, like, made me feel, like, 100% better about my body. Like, it's been a positive impact on me. Like, a year ago, I wouldn't have never thought I would have sold my, like, panties or, like, starred in a custom video for a customer.
I get what you're saying, but at the same time, it's kind of strange because, like, on one hand, you're getting away from seeking validation from other men to make yourself feel better.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's that same validation that's making you actually, like, feel better about yourself, even though it's not really, like, what they say.
Uh-huh.
It's really more like what they say and you can see it.
Yeah. And so how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know if that's correct or I don't know, but that's how I feel. I promise it's not, like, backwards.
Yeah, I mean, like, this couple that we were talking to, they said that you have great lips or something along those lines. And,
yeah.
And then you, like, sent me a private and was like, what do you think of my lips? And I'm, yeah. like, all the time, like, there's many times where you kiss me and I just fucking just lose it. Like, I'm so soft and just so muy perfecto that I just can't handle it. And then you're, like, over here, do you like my lips? Duh.
I mean... No,
I know, I know. It's just kind of like one of those. It's like, you already know, and it's like you're kind of going for a little bit more validation from someone that means a lot more to you.
Yeah, I guess.
So it's great that you're seeking the validation from someone that really means something to you.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to some guy that just wants a quick blow and go.
Blow and go.
You kind of like that one, don't you?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've started doing that. It's been fun, and I don't know. I feel like I've had... what's the word? An epiphany?
I guess. I don't know where you're going with this, so I can't tell you.
An epiphany about just myself and my body, and that has led to me thinking about getting a tattoo. I mean, I already have one.
It's on her ankle.
It's a little butterfly, and I got it when I was 18, because I just wanted to get a tattoo, because I could.
Because she's very rebellious. I mean, like, she puts the 1776 colonists to shame with her rebellious.
So, I was thinking about getting a tattoo, and I'm really excited about it. Like, I feel like this part of my life, this part of our life...
Our lives.
...has been very positive and has formed our relationship, made it even stronger, and we definitely, definitely communicate a lot more. Like, I told Adam something I probably wouldn't have told him at the beginning of our relationship today. But, yeah. Been great. If you guys want to know what the tattoo is, tweet us and I'll send a pic.
Speaking of Twitter, we asked you guys if you guys wanted any like questions answered or anything like that on our Twitter. Granted, that was probably 20 minutes ago, so maybe you guys are just haven't seen it yet, but you know, we'd love for you guys to communicate with us on Twitter. We've only had feedback from one listener, and we've got over 300 followers now, which isn't a lot, but given the fact that we've done really no marketing or advertising, I feel pretty good about that.
Well, you would, because you're in marketing and advertising, so... Right,
but it's just, like, organically, on our own, you know, although most of our listens have come from Chris and Karen's shout-out over at Swinging Along Podcast,
mm-hmm.
And I understand that, and I'm way more than appreciative, because I love watching those numbers go up. That is a fucking... That's what I love about my job, is watching the numbers and stats just go up. Your phone's over there.
Oh, can I have it back?
We're podcasting, ma'am.
So, I can look at my phone.
Rawr. Okay, so anyway, I love watching the numbers go up. That's one thing that I really love about my job. So, the fact that we get all that pretty much organically is pretty fucking cool, I think. You were mentioning that you're pretty proud of that earlier.
Me?
Yeah, you said that. You're like, oh, we have 331 followers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, Adam's the one that's always on the Twitter. He does all the social media and stuff, so I'm just like, oh, cool, babe.
Speaking of doing the social media, your own personal Twitter account for your panty dealer.
Yeah, but we're not going
to... We're not going to shout it out, but I will say this. If you guys can find it, and you probably will be able to if you go on our Twitter, TNR Podcast.
Oh, God.
You
don't have to follow me. He's just trying to, like...
Oh, I'm not going to give out the name, but what I am going to say is that the cover photo that you chose is muy fucking perfecto.
I know, it's great. It's I thought it was so funny. Good. I do have a funny side. I'm not all serious.
And we're she's not all naggy.
I know! my dad told Adam and me that I nag too much, and Adam was like, I knew it. Like, he had this face like, yes, someone else believes me. And I do admit it, I nag. I'm sorry, that's just how I am.
What did your grandparents say?
My grandparents said that you're the sweet one and I'm the mean, nasty, naggy one. Okay. All right. But I like but things it's funny, my way.
But it's funny because, like, if you just met us on the street, you would never know that she's like that because she's just such a sweet, innocent looking, bubbly personality.
You know what? I like my house a certain way. I like it to be clean. I'm sorry if I nag.
Nagger. So, yeah. So, what's next on the agenda?
Okay, so tonight we made plans.
We did make plans, and Chris and Karen, I don't know that we are on your level of being able to relate to that, but for us, this is a first. Kelly really never got stood up before other than this one doucher who she liked for some reason, whatever reason, and would always stand her up. But we got ghosted tonight by a gentleman who was, we talked to for, what, 3 weeks now? 2 weeks?
Yeah, a couple weeks now, actually.
Yeah, and he seemed really cool.
Yeah, like, we shared interests. Like, he was in the medical field, and he likes Adams, like, which is my thing. Like, I love the medical field.
And he's also a pilot, and I fucking love airplanes.
Yeah, so we had shared interests, and we thought this guy was, like, would be perfect, because, like, we could talk to him about, like, both of our interests, which is great.
Yeah.
And we were, like, sending pictures, talking dirty, all that stuff. Because we like to chat with our people before we meet them, which is...
I feel like that's a common thing in the lifestyle, yeah, so I don't know that we need
to
go.
Well, some people are just like, let's meet up real quick. Yeah, some people are like that, but we like to talk. So, we set a date.
Last night, he even confirmed.
Yeah, and he confirmed. And
like, we even talked about doing dirty things with him after the bye. And Kelly was going to blow him in the car, and I was going to help in some sort of manner.
Anyways, I woke up today because I worked last night, and I already knew that we were going to be, like, stood up, okay? I already knew.
Wow, you're pessimistic from the get-go.
Yeah, like, just from, like, not hearing from... I woke up at 3. Haven't heard from him. Didn't, like...
P.M.
Yeah, 3 p.m. Didn't confirm or anything. Never
replied. And I reached out to him, I think, twice.
Twice.
To try to confirm.
So, Adam and I went to dinner, like, around 5.
Shout out to Barbaritos.
Love Barbs. God, guys, if you haven't had Barbs...
If you think Moe's...
Or Chipotle is good, you haven't had Barbs.
If you like Chipotle, like, imagine the orgasm that it gives your mouth when you eat it. Multiply it by about 1,200, and that's Barbaritos.
So good. So good. Anyways, went to dinner, and that took 45 minutes.
Well, we also had to mail your panties.
Yeah.
And then we had to, like, make some, like, little pit stops along the way to do that as well.
Yeah, so... It's 7 o'clock.
So anyway, we made plans for 7 at a local swingers bar, and we didn't even go to the swingers bar because he never replied to us and said, "Yep, definitely on tonight." Never responded to us all day. So
yeah. So we went to Adam and Eve instead, and I got a new toy that I'm currently wearing.
She got a booty plug.
It's the jeweled one.
It's the kind of one that goes into your butthole and stops you from pooping. Oh, that's not what it is?
No, that's not what it is, babe.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I know what it is. But, because I put it in you. But, so we went to Adam and Eve and looked around and we got some cool ideas. I think, I think with you, you were looking at some dildos that kind of made me a little bit surprised that you would want one of those.
Why?
Just because it's like twice the size of my penis. Not that I have a small penis, but like, it's like twice the size. You know? I don't know. Maybe
I
it's
feel
just-
like. Toys in there are exaggerated anyways. It's not like a
they definitely have to be.
Yeah, if not a molded cast of like the average penis, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, by design.
Yeah,
of course.
By design.
But I think they have those options available too. But yeah. They definitely go like way out of like realistic.
Yeah. But okay, so I was just looking at the silicone dildos that suction cup to the like shower with balls because I wanted one because I thought it looked cool.
She likes
and
balls.
Like I was just looking at the prices, and man, I forgot how expensive toys are because it's been a hot minute since I bought some toys. But I picked one up, and it was only like 8 inches. And Adam's like 7, so I don't know why he's over here boohooing.
Oh, we're talking about our penis size here. Please, in the DMs, please send us your size. No, I'm kidding. Please don't actually do that.
So, anyways. I think he got a little bit scared because I picked one up that was just an inch bigger than his and maybe a little bit thicker. And I was just like, I want this.
I was just, I don't know.
He was just taken aback by it, I guess.
Anyway, it just seemed like it was like way bigger than, because like 8 inches, like when you look at my penis and it's like 7. It doesn't, to me, you claim 7.
It is 7. I fucking measured it.
Anyway, when you take like an 8-inch toy and you like stick it next to mine, I just don't know that it would like, it's probably just because it's girthier and it looks a lot longer. That's probably what it is.
Probably.
So, speaking of toys and liberating ourselves and having a Liberace band, should have did there. we also kind of wanted to talk about collectively liberating each other because like one thing that I really enjoy is sucking a cock with my fiance. Like, because to me, I feel really just accepted of who I am. Like, she accepts me completely. Like, I have, like, yeah, sure, a little bi side where I like to suck penis and sometimes maybe even get in, you know.
Get it in the booty.
Yeah, I was gonna, like, not go into too many details because I don't know.
I mean, we already talked about your penis size, so I'm pretty sure they don't really care.
Yeah, but talking about penis size is a lot different than talking about getting rammed in the butthole, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, anyway, it's kind of, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, so, I mean, like, and, like, even though, like, my fiance completely, like, accepts me in that way, and it's so amazing, it's still kind of one of those things that I kind of am working on myself, because I don't really, just sometimes I like to, the idea of sucking a cock, and the other times I'm kind of more, oh, you took your butt plug out.
It was hurting.
Oh. Anyway. I kind of suppress those feelings sometimes of wanting to do stuff with guys because I don't know if it's because of society. I don't know
it is
really what it is. I don't know if it's the way that I was raised in a super religious household, if you will. Both my mom and my dad, who are divorced, they were super religious. Dad forced me to go to church. No big deal, but it's just, I think that played a role in, like, you know, even in high school, I went to a Southern Baptist who are completely anti LGBTQ,
yeah.
Which is their thing, not mine, clearly. And so I think that for me, I'm still struggling with 100% accepting of myself in that regard, you know?
Yeah.
And what about you? Are you still struggling a little bit to accept yourself from a sexual standpoint? Because you've had one experience where you went down on a girl, which, yeah, from my point of view, was hot as shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think you liked it too, because it was hot as shit. And you said you liked the way that she felt.
Yeah, women are so soft.
But how do you feel? Like, do you still kind of feel like you're still struggling a little bit with accepting your sexual side?
No, not really.
Scoot a little closer.
Sorry. I've already accepted it. I mean, I don't know. Like, sometimes when I watch... Can you just shut up? Sometimes when I watch porn, like, I find certain women attractive. But, like, in an everyday situation, I don't, like, actively, like, seek out women. I'm like, oh, they're pretty hot.
So, like, when a hot girl walks by, you're not like, oh my god, she's fucking hot. Or, like, you don't, like, say...
mind, like, oh, she's pretty, like, but I don't think, like, my next thought isn't, oh, I would love to go down on her or suck her tit or something. No, that doesn't,
I think that's normal though. Like, that's for not me, for me, my thought process is like, okay, oh, yeah, she's got a nice butt, whatever. Like, I don't think of what I would do to her. Mm-hmm. I think mostly because that we've been together for so long, not a long period of time, but enough to kind of say, like, to condition my thoughts to where I don't say, well, I don't know that I was ever really like that. Like, I just say, oh, she has a nice butt. You know? That's kind of really it.
Yeah.
I don't think, like, oh, I wonder if she has a big clit, or I wonder if she gets wet easy, or, man, I would love to penetrate her in this hole or that hole or anything like that. You know? Because, I don't know, I just don't. Like, I don't know if it's a respect thing or what,
mm-hmm.
you know, and some women might find it disrespectful that I would check them out, but, you know, I guess it all, I don't know, it's just one of those where I didn't really think in detail. Like, I'm not one of those where, like, even when we first started dating, like, I never was, like, really descriptive with what I wanted to do to you,
mm-hmm.
like, even in sexual talk, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. I don't know. So you are not struggling with...
No. I am A-okay with who I am. It's my self-image that I struggle with a lot.
Hmm.
And that's always been there.
It's kind of weird because, like, we flipped. Like, you're that way and I'm not. Because, to me, the only person that I really need to impress is you. Mm-hmm. And you accept me, with the exception of my haircut.
His hair grows so fast. He needs one, like, every month.
Imagine, like, growing a natural mullet.
His head looks like a mushroom too, so.
Yeah, I grow a natural mullet that looks like a mushroom. And now I can only grow a neck beard for whatever reason. Kelly loves my neck beard. She says it tickles her fancy.
Whatever.
But, yeah, so it's strange to me that I'm the one that struggles with sexualness and you don't, but you struggle with your self-image and I don't.
Yeah. It's weird.
So. Yeah. I don't know. What's left on the agenda?
I think that's it.
Well, we do have some shout-outs to give. Obviously, to our friends over at Swinging Along Podcast, Chris and Karen. And then also to Domestic Cum Slut on Twitter. She has a ManyVids account, and we've thought about selling our videos on ManyVids as well as putting them also on Pornhub. And she was just really thorough with helping us out by answering all of our questions about how to really get set up on ManyVids, how does the entire process work. So just thank you so much for that. You really helped us out, and I think that's a direction that we are really considering moving forward with our videos and such, as well as maybe even some of Kelly's panties.
Panty.
All right, so guys, feel free to hit us up on Twitter with any questions that you want, and your tweets or messages could be featured on our next podcast. Our Twitter account, all of our social media is at TNR Podcast.
Yeah, and please like tweet us, tell us what you think, because I love feedback. I like constructive criticism.
Okay, so that blowjob you gave me earlier.
Critique it.
Okay.
He is speechless. That's how good I think it was.
I just want you to smack my ass a little more. That's really about it. Maybe even just grab it.
Well, it's kind of hard. I got short arms, okay?
You know, you got short, tiny hands. Trump. What?
Shut up.
Oh, babe, I love you.
I love you, too. All right, guys. Well, we will see you later.
And
Tweet us.
Yes, fucking tweet us, please. And follow Chris and Karen at SwingingAlong69. And then also Domestic Cum Slut. And go buy her videos. And also, if you are ever on Panty Deal, see if you can find Kelly. She's hot as shit. All right. See you guys. Go Hawks.